WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Let's get back into more music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Ryan reached out to me and said, hey, Mockster, always love it when you play some Pylon.
Try.
See your head keep shaking.
magic is worthy. It's all that you've got. Metal shields on wood, pushed to our back. There's a splinter in your eye, it reads rehab. They shifted the statues for harboring birds. Red and
from the Reckoning album, that is R.E.M. in Harbor Coat, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before that, went back to Little Creatures from Talking Heads for And She Was. Both the Little Creatures album and that Reckoning album have one thing in common. Yeah, I know, you guessed it. It's Howard Finster did the artwork for the album art on both of those. So I thought I'd play those two back-to-back for you. Also, in that set, how about some Lick the Tins doing their version of Can't Help Falling in Love, and started the entire set. The entire set started off with some Pylon by request. Played Crazy for Ryan. Hey, if you've got a request, you can let me know by sending me an email. It's the best way to do it. In fact, it's the only way to do it. Send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will make sure I do my best to get that request on the docket for a future show. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach. Just playing some music for you. Enjoying the day, the evening, the morning, whatever time it is. I'm enjoying it.
Every time I look at you, I go blind.
I go blind.
In the morning.
one give it a chance. I think it's that I feel more confused by the dear love that's shown me. Little child, did you know?
Suzy Quatro wrapping up a set of music, doing Tom Petty's Breakdown here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Pulled that off of the If You Knew Suzy album. Before the Suzy Quatro, some new old Chris Church here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I say new old because it's new to me. It's new to WRCT, but it's a older release called Limitations of Source Tape, or an acronym for LOST. Or I guess LOST would be the acronym for Limitations of Source Tape. Name of the track, Be My Nuisance, from Mr. Church. Also played some Meat Puppets in there. Went back to some 90s Meat Puppets for The Big Hit and Backwater. Speaking of Big Hit, I would say it was the big hit for the Canadian band 5440. Came out in the 80s. It wasn't a big hit, but it was a good college radio hit. I Go Blind. 1986 is actually when that originally came out. So the Suzy Quatro, I just want to tell you a little story. The Suzy Quatro, I was influenced to play that because I was listening to WRCT, and I heard some Suzy Quatro, and I was like, yeah, I got to put some Suzy Quatro into my show. And I literally just picked up that album, If You Knew Suzy, about a month ago. And I was like, all right, I can make this happen. And what was I listening to? Well, I was listening to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Laurie, because he does a show that happens each and every Thursday evening called Courts in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. So again, it's Thursdays at 8, but then he has an encore presentation of that, a replay of it on Monday afternoons. In case you aren't up Thursday, not listening to the radio, he gives you another chance. But what I was listening to his show, this is part of my story, so I'm listening to his program, and he played something from 1975. Now, that's not startling, because he plays new music, but he also focuses on some of those classic artists. What's startling is he said he was still in diapers. He said, I was still in diapers in 1975, and it makes me ask myself, how long did you wear diapers? Think about it. How old was he in 1975 that he was actually still in? Maybe, you know what? I can't judge. Maybe he's still in diapers today. Maybe. But now he calls them adult undergarments. Yeah. I don't know. Just wondering. Hey, speaking of 1975, for my rockin' attorney, if he is listening, I'm going to play a set of music all from 1975. All these albums came out in 1975, starting off with the Dictators.
I'm the type of guy who's into getting high on a Friday afternoon. So now you know I'm a regular Joe, and I tell you what I like to do. I like to make the scene in my machine. I like to make the scene. I leave a minute on the stage whenever I accelerate. I live for cars and girls, cars and girls. I live for cars and girls. I live for cars and girls, cars and girls. I live for cars and girls.
There's nothing else in this crazy world except for cars and a good girl. Under my hood, but it doesn't make me feel alright. The only time I'm feeling fine is with my baby sitting tight. I like to get down. I like to feel the sound. I like to get around. I leave a minute of the stay whenever I accelerate. I live for cars and girls.
Trip out to the west. You know the coast the most because the surf is best. I live for cars and girls, cars and girls.
girls.
The fastest car and a movie star are my only goals in life. It's the hippest scene, it's the American dream. After that, I'll always fight. I'd like to get it down.
I want to drive the fastest car.
Cars, girls, surfing, beer, nothing else matters here.
Cars and girls, I live for cars and girls. I live for cars and girls, I live for cars and girls.
There's nothing else in this crazy world except for cars and
cars and girls.
Hello.
Bye. park my car, stake my place in the singles bar. Face to face, toe to toe, heart to heart as we hit the floor. Lumber up, limbo down. The rest. Oh, catch that buzz. Love is the drug I'm thinking of. Oh, can't you see? Love is the drug gonna hook in me. Oh, get that buzz. Love is the drug I'm thinking of.
Roxy Music wrapping up that set of music from their 1975 release, Sirens, with Love is a Drug. That entire set of music was all from albums released in 1975, inspired by the fact, if you heard me say it, I was listening to Courts in Session here on WRCT, and the host, Eric Jackson Lurie, was talking about how he was still in diapers in 1975. And I was like, wow, he must have had one of the strangest junior proms out there. But you know what? Maybe he wasn't into bell bottoms. Maybe diapers was his thing. So anyway, what else came out in 1975? Well, how about before the Roxy Music, John Cale's Helen of Troy album released 1975. So I played his version of Jonathan Richman's Pablo Picasso. Also, Ian Hunter of Mott the Hoople fame, his first, or I should say debut, first, say whatever you want to say, his solo, first solo release outside of Mott the Hoople, self-titled, came out in 1975, and Once Bitten, Twice Shy, played that track. And then I start off the entire set with The Dictators from the Go Girl Crazy album, 1975. Again, the release of that with I Live For Cars and Girls. I live for you. I do this radio show for you each and every week, and I appreciate you listening. My name is Paul. I'm the Moxster. I am your host. You can reach out to me by sending me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Show comes to you each and every week at this time. So if you're like, huh, I've never heard this show before, well, tune in next week at this time and you'll hear it again. That's how it works. You know, okay, now I want to reach out. I don't want to really segregate my listening audience, but right now this little message I want to say is for the dads out there listening, okay? Because it is time to dance, dads. It is time to dance. Now, I don't care if you do the Cabbage Patch or the Running Man or break out a little Jitterbug, whatever you think. Maybe you think you're cool and you know how to floss. And I'm going to tell you probably don't, or you're doing it wrong, but your kids just laugh at you. But that's the point, because I don't care if you're not very good, because all I care about is that you're taking a moment to dance with your kids. Yeah, because you know what? Dancing with your kids is a great way to bond with them. So if you go to fatherhood.gov, you can learn more. And this message has been brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and me, the Moxster, and your good friends here at WRCT. Let's get back into some more music. Let me see what I can find here. Kind of maybe thematically figure out some. Oh, how about this one? It's a pretty good song. It's Pittsburgh's own Gothies tackling a David Bowie song just in time for the season. Scary Monsters, Super Creeps. It's the Viva Lamach Radio Show here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
you're talking, brother.
Hey, this is Sal from the Gold Stars, and when I'm in Pittsburgh waving my terrible towel, I listen to Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Uh-oh, guess the big guy sent me down here. I wasn't so good, guess that's clear. When I opened my eyes, now what did I see? Dracula, up in my grill yelling, boo! Messing with you, man. Welcome, my own stranger. I have a plan. Let me down a creepy tunnel. Five stick in my hand. Bunch of shaking and a twitching. Think you understand? Couldn't believe my eyes. It was a dance party, man. Woo. Even monsters do the strolling hell. Yeah, even monsters do the strolling hell. We'll be right back.
Coma Teens wrapping up that set of music to get you in the spirit of the season with their version of the Munsters theme here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Coma Teens, some brand new music from Chicago's own Gold Stars with Do the Stroll. Played some 4019s in there with their song It's for Fun, and That's What We're Living For from their latest release. And start off the entire set with Pittsburgh's own Gothies doing David Bowie's Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. You are listening to Viva La Mock here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com, a public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Dr. Oscar Adoli, bringing you the best mix of music.
Welcome to another Mega Mix. I'm your host, Dr. Kenya Osi Ridoli. I'm the Timber Sounds Mix Master, the Timber Sounds Maestro. This is the Mega Mix on my walking radio. We're honored to be here. We're honored to be playing this music. Sit back, relax. We're going to play you some new stuff we've not played before. We appreciate you as our audience. Yeah?
Why not? Why not? As I prefer, love lesson number 10. With such a precision.
position. He screams my name again and again. Only in my satin sheets shall he and I remain. One verse at a time with a 4/4 beat. You know, old school.